This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
From the George R. Brown Convention Center, where the Texans draft party is going to get started here a little bit later on. It's going to be a great time. Last year we had a really good time here, and they have this whole street taken up. A big stage at the front end, at the end of it, and it's always a great time as the gates open at 6:30. You can meet Texans legends that'll be around here, as Toro will be around here, the mascot, cheerleaders, and you can come and stop by here. We'll be walking around as well, but stop by here and meet many of your favorite Sports Radio 610. Personalities, food trucks, beverages for adults and your young kids. They will be available. So it will just be a good time here as you can sit and enjoy things and see exactly where the Texans are going to go. But again, come on down here. Have a good time. I see them. They got, if you're looking for them drinks, they got it right across from us right here. Clint, I think they got a Wolf Killer over there. They got them drinks set up. They waiting for you to get to them.
See any dirty water?
Not yet, but I'm certain it is here.
Still waiting on my pictures of the new merch too. I'll be on the lookout.
I don't see any out here. There's not any.
I wasn't even being an ass. I figured it wasn't out yet. But if you see it, I'm gonna be waiting on that.
hold on, Tyler.
What?
He said I wasn't even being an ass.
I wasn't.
The way you said it, though.
People say I say things like an ass sometimes.
Still waiting on my picture of the new merch. But I'm not saying it.
I figured they're not rolling that out till closer to gates open. But as soon as y'all see it, if they get it out early.
Can I be honest with you? I damn near forgot about that picture thing that I promised. I'm glad you reminded me. I will be on the hunt.
Number one in the country, baby.
There it is. I will be on the hunt right there. But no, you can get new merch, as Tyler said. He is looking to get as well. So come on down and have a good time here as the Texans get ready for this draft party tonight. They got pick number 25 right now. We'll see if that's where they stay. But, Clint, you know Daniel Jeremiah, one of the top guys when it comes to the draft and his mock drafts and how he sees the draft going. And he's a guy, Clint, that makes educated guesses. He has conversations with people and not just, hey, I'm just guessing, this is what makes sense. No, he does it by what makes sense and what he's hearing from teams. And Clint, this is what Daniel Jeremiah had to say. It is very direct and to the point about where he sees the Texans going at 25.
But what if they added Emeka Ubuka?
CJ Stroud might have something to say about that. I don't know. CJ would like, I would like to be a little better protected than I was last year, but I wouldn't mind throwing to my friend in Emeka Ubuka.
I think you need for them.
Yeah, I think I would have to take Banks. I have a little higher grade on Ubuka. It's close, but I don't see how they leave that round without an offensive lineman. So I'm going to go offensive lineman.
Okay.
Not to mention, I was told the Houston Texans will not pass on Banks if he was there.
All right, there he is. He talked about Banks. Also, he talked about Booker as well. He said Banks and Booker, those guys, as he said, the Texans will not pass on Banks. He believes it's going to be an offensive lineman. They are not leaving round one without an offensive lineman. Clint believes Banks right there or Booker. Do you believe that? Do you see that as the case for the Texans? Not just you, but do you see that for the Texans, that it is priority for them to come out of here with one of those linemen. That's what their priority is.
Yeah, I got it. It's got to be, man. That would be my strong opinion either way it goes. But hearing what D'Amico said, what we've watched him do on defense, what he said as soon as the season was over when it was fresh on his mind, it would be a crying-ass shame if they go into the 2025-26 season and we get half the games under our belt and CJ once again is the most pressured quarterback in the game. And you addressed O-line the way you did in free agency. And then you didn't use your most premium pick when you had an opportunity to go get a top-end offensive lineman, whether it's a tackle or a guard or a tackle/guard, you don't go get that guy. I just think you're not making an honest effort. You're not making a fair effort to make sure he's protected. I don't think you're doing right by your quarterback if you don't. So I can't go anywhere but offensive line. And I'll be honest with you, it would be – I mean, he's talking like Banks is going to be available at 25. Hell, and Booker's going to be available at 25.
Booker might be. I don't think Banks is. Well, I mean, if they love him, they got to go up and get him.
Yeah, if the Texans are as high on Booker as they are for the reasons that they are as high on Booker as they are, the odds are there's other teams that are going to be extremely high on Booker as well. And so I like the Gray Zabel kid out of North Dakota State, or is it South Dakota State?
North Dakota State.
There's a couple of other kids out there interior offensive line-wise, but if this is the guy that is just tied to the Texans, this is the guy we want. Will Anderson's that high on him. It's hard for me to think that nobody in the top 24 is going to be as high on or have a need for an interior offensive lineman that's that damn good. The Texans may have to move to go get him.
What's the thought about getting a Banks and moving him inside?
I don't like it just simply because it's not what he's played. I'm not saying he can't do it. I would just prefer have a guy that is built like a guard, that has been a guard since day one, that can, or at least finished his college career, you know, playing the guard position, that has that mentality, that dog, that playing in tight space kind of power and skill set. I would prefer that. My biggest – pet peeve or my biggest need here is just, man, you got to do something that gives you a chance to protect C.J. Stroud better immediately. I'm not going to be disappointed if it's not Booker, if it's attack. I'm not going to be disappointed if it's either one of them. If you get either one of those guys, hell, this is a great day.
It's a great – I think it's a
great day. Now, the conversation for us changes of, okay, now what are you doing at guard? What is Titus Howard going to do? How's this going to work? But, for me, if they use their most premium draft pick on an offensive lineman, you can't look at that any other way other than that they're doing everything they can to protect C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, it feels like from the mocks – that Booker, there's much more of a chance that Booker is there at 25 if they stayed there. Not seeing him jump up a lot here. We've actually seen the kid from North Dakota State and many mocks here of late going above him right now. So I do think if Booker is the guy that they love, he's there. Banks, though, if you love Banks, that's fine. To me, if you love Banks, play Banks at tackle. Like, if you're going to draft him, draft for tackle. Now, I think it is – it's interesting. It seems like their offseason has set themselves up to find an interior O-lineman because of what they have done at the tackle spot. But if you love him at tackle and you think he should be the right tackle, then he'll draft him at right tackle. If you love him at right tackle and you think – I don't love the thought of – because I don't think you're getting Banks at 25. Not everything we're seeing. I think you got to go up to get Banks. I don't love the thought, Clint, of going up to go get Banks to give up ammo to changing positions.
Yeah,
right. I don't know that when to me, like, what's your grade on Banks as a guard compared to Booker?
Right. Well, you got to think if they take him, you got to think that the ceiling's higher. But look, I would, if I had it my way, I'd go Booker or Zabel, whichever one of those guys is available, whether it's a 25 or close to 25, and you got to move to go get him. That for me would. You know, there's still a level of you just got to trust that these guys are evaluating the right way, that this isn't a Kenyon Green situation. But, at the end of the day, it's about the effort for me. It's not about Nick hitting on it. Hell, yeah, I would like Nick to hit on it. Absolutely. I'd like for him to hit on every one of his draft picks. But for me right now, if I'm C.J. Stroud, hey, man, I hear you talking about needing to protect me. I hear you talking about it, but it doesn't seem like the effort that you're putting forth is protecting me from the inside out the way that, I need to be protected in order to give me a chance to win. And finding a way to get one of those guys, Booker is able, one of those two guys, the top guards in this draft, that would be the effort you're looking for.
YouTube and Twitch, Kick Rocks, says you go get him being
Booker?
No, I'm sorry, not Booker, but P.M. Banks. You go get Kelvin Banks, and you play him at guard this year, and then he's your left tackle for the future. Man, I guess that's an option to have him play two different positions, and then move him into the most important position across the offensive line.
I'll be honest. I don't like the plan. I don't like. You know, we watched a guy this year in Kansas City, Joe Tooney, be one of the best in the league at the guard position.
Yeah.
Coming into the season, then he has a swing out and play tackle, and he plays a good tackle until he doesn't, right? Until it matters. And I'm not saying that's on him. Hell, that he could probably play tackle or guard. Hell, he proved it last year. He could play tackle or guard in this league and be fine. But I just don't like the convos around, like, man, there's this flip-flopping guard to tackle stuff.
Like Laramie Tunsil's maybe one of the only people. I'm sure there are others, but the ones that come to mind that's been really successful. When he went to Miami, at first they had him inside, and then he kicked out to tackle, and he has played tackle. He started inside, but I don't.
But how good was he? I don't remember. I'm just asking, how good was he inside? And if that answer was he was good at both places, okay, you're talking about the highest paid tackle in the game two different times over the last 4 years.
And a guy that only dropped into teens because of the mass.
Right. So you're talking about a unicorn. You're talking about one of one. You're talking about one of four in the entire country.
Now, Kelvin Banks may be that. I don't know.
I just don't like that plan. I don't like. If you're a team that's in a position to go, hey, let's bring this guy in, we can play him at guard until we need to slide him to tackle. I don't think that's the Texans. The Texans are a team that needs to figure out what the hell they're going to do with their interior offensive line, period. I mean, this isn't an experimental time.
And by the way, tell me if I'm wrong. Am I off on this? Didn't Kelvin Banks play right tackle at Texas?
I think he played both.
Did he switch and play both? Okay, I just distinctly remember him lining up.
I can't remember what he played in the bowl game.
I don't know. Maybe Texas fans can help me out. I don't know. I remember him being. I just remember Georgia just whooping his ass on the right side in my mind. And I'm thinking the reason why I bring that up is he would have played a lot of mostly right tackle in college. Yeah. And then come in and play guard to then move to left tackle.
Yeah, I'm less worried. A tackle is a tackle, and swinging from left to right, if you commit to
not
it,
not that big of a deal. Okay.
It's the skill set that I'm. It's the skill set that I'm. You know, those guys are typically built different. They have a different mentality. Their strength needs to be playing in space and playing on an island. Where the guard is just totally different, right? I mean, not that pad level doesn't matter, but pad level matters less. Outside as it does inside. I mean, it's just a whole different. So then, obviously, your flexibility is different. Everything is totally different to me. So this thought, and look, Kelvin Banks may be the guy that can do it left, right, inside, outside. I don't know, but the thought of like, hey man, we're just, especially if you're the Texans, right? We're just not in that position right now. The Eagles, maybe they are in a position to say, hey man, let's draft somebody that we can. It's our future tackle, but let's work them inside, kind of thing. Like, right now, the Texans have a major problem protecting their quarterback, and they've got to get it right. They need to get a guard in there. The experimental and the thought that we as fans have, because we watched Titus Howard do it, that guys can just swing inside and out, and it's easy, and it's a good plan, because one of the best pass-blocking tackles the game has seen in the last 15 years, Laramie Tunsil, did it when he first got in. Like, that's a slippery slope for me.
Yep. Text line coming in.